The Boulder Tech Podcast is presented by you. We're seeking sponsors to support our mission to share the stories, passions, and personalities of the people shaping Boulder's unique tech scene. If you'd like to be part of this project and reach a growing and enthusiastic audience, shout at us via Twitter at Boulder Tech Cast or send me a note at joel@conduitmusic.co. Welcome to the Boulder Tech Podcast. I'm your host, Joel Davis. I like to talk to the movers, shakers, and makers influencing the exciting tech scene thriving in Boulder and across Colorado's Front Range. There's a lot going on here. Our guest for episode number 24 is Raphael Crawford Marks, co-founder and CEO of Bonusly, an employee recognition and reward platform designed to enrich company culture. Raphael and I talk about an effective recognition program's potential to significantly impact the bottom line in a positive way, why Bonusly decided to make Boulder their home, and how an employee reward program makes not just a better workplace, but a better world. All of that and more as the Boulder Tech Podcast speaks with Bonusly's Raphael Crawford Marks. Why Bonusly?
Why Bonusly? Well, primarily because employees want to feel recognized for their work. They want to feel like their work is valuable and impactful. The naive viewpoint from business is that people are these automatons that you put money into and get work out of. But the reasons why we work and why we choose the work that we choose has a lot more to do with feeling a sense of purpose and a sense of progress than just getting a paycheck. And so Bonusly helps companies motivate and retain their employees by facilitating meaningful, frequent, and timely feedback and recognition between employees.
Is Bonusly inspired by personal experience? Were you working for a company where the reward or the acknowledgement system was positive or maybe not so positive? What was the inspiration?
Yeah, certainly. I think the inspiration was twofold. Both my co-founder and I had worked as individual contributors and as managers at a variety of different tech companies, both smaller startups and larger organizations. And on the individual contributor side, you know, we had both experienced times when, as the company grew larger, we started to question whether or not our work was having impact, whether or not it was being seen, whether or not it was really worthwhile to keep putting in all of the extra effort that we were putting in. And then from the manager point of view, both of us had experiences where we were managing fairly large teams, and there was just no way, logistically, it was impossible to keep track of who was doing what and who was, you know, having great accomplishments every day and make sure that they were getting the recognition they deserved for that. And so we wanted to resolve those twin problems by decentralizing and democratizing recognition and empowering all employees to give one another timely and frequent recognition.
So tell us a little bit about how it works.
Yeah, so the way it works is every month, every employee has an allowance of points. And the only thing they can do with those points is give them out in small increments to their colleagues to recognize great work. And we call these pieces of recognition micro bonuses, hence the name Bonusly. And what happens is every micro bonus has to have a written reason describing, you know, the accomplishment or the behavior that is being recognized. It's really important to have that prose recognition in there. But then it also has these points attached to it that employees can save up and redeem for rewards from a really extensive reward catalog that's provided by Bonusly. So you get the recognition and you get the rewards.
Tell us about some of the rewards.
Yeah, well, it varies a lot. So you can redeem your earnings for a gift card to your favorite brand, you know, Amazon, Best Buy, so on and so forth. You can redeem it for travel. You can also redeem it for donations to a nonprofit that you feel particularly passionate about. So, you know, you can donate to the Red Cross or to the ACLU or cancer research, things like that.
And how does if I decide I want to donate my points to the Humane Society, is the money coming from my company? Is it coming from Bonusly? Is that part of the arrangement that Bonusly has with the client company?
Yeah, so the company is paying for the rewards. So the company, you know, pays a subscription fee to Bonusly for the service, and then Bonusly facilitates the payment for the rewards, but the money ultimately comes from the company.
Okay, so it's the company deciding how much money goes to the organization.
Exactly. And so Bonusly is highly configurable, so depending on what the company's budget is, it can be configured to fit in just about any employee recognition and rewards budget.
How important is a system like this to workplace culture? For example, if you were to take company A versus company B, and both are, all things being equal, the same, but one uses Bonusly and one doesn't, how is that going to affect the company culture?
Yeah, it's critical. And that doesn't necessarily mean that a company has to use Bonusly, but recognition is critical. And there's a great deal of research showing that it's critical. So Gallup, you know, the company that does a lot of polling, they also have an entire research arm that does research on employee engagement and productivity. And what they've found is that when employees report that they have received recognition in the last 7 days, the companies where a majority of employees report that have, you know, double-digit percentage point higher productivity, higher client retention, higher employee retention, and higher profit margins than companies where that doesn't happen. And so, you know, from Gallup and a number of other organizations, there's a great deal of research showing that having an effective recognition program where employees receive frequent, timely, and meaningful recognition has a huge positive impact on the bottom line. So there are other ways you can accomplish it that aren't Bonusly. Many of those ways are very labor intensive, and you're going to be, you know, hiring a number of people just to run your recognition program. Or you can get a turnkey solution that's software-based like Bonusly, and that makes it a lot easier and often a lot more cost-effective.
Do you have any cool before-after stories? Maybe a client company who is seeing a lot of churn or employee dissatisfaction, and then they signed up with Bonusly and now things are great?
Yeah. So we've had a number of customers come to us and tell us, according to their own internal surveys, they saw double-digit point improvements on employee satisfaction scores. And so we had one company report to us that, you know, the quarterly employee satisfaction survey they sent out after adopting Bonusly compared to the one that had gone out just before adopting Bonusly had improved by 20 percentage points, and it was their highest employee satisfaction score ever. We've had a number of our customers win Best Place to Work awards and had, you know, employees specifically call out the presence of Bonusly as a reason why company X was such a great place to work.
Just creating an easy to use incentivized platform for rewarding good works in the workplace any way undermine the sincerity of those rewards or compliments?
Yeah, you know, I certainly understand the concern there, which is that, you know, I think that the risk would be if the system were somehow forcing or goading employees into giving recognition that they didn't mean, then, you know, that certainly wouldn't be an outcome we want. But what Bonusly really does is create a really easy outlet for something that employees already want to do, which is to say thank you to their colleagues. If you think about the traditional office environment, communication is usually neutral or negative. Neutral being, hey, I need this report on Friday, and negative being, hey, I needed this report last Friday, where is it? And there's no real incentive towards giving positive communication. And what Bonusly does is simply create an easy avenue for employees to give that positive communication. So saying, hey, I got the report. Thank you. It was excellently done. And you know, yesterday's presentation using the report went fantastically. You know, most companies in kind of the naive office setup, there's no easy way to do that. Bonusly provides an easy way to do that. And so it's only a win in that case.
So everyone feels good. You feel good. You're providing a great service and makes the company a happier place to be. Mm-hmm. Any other companies doing what you're doing?
Yeah, there are a few. It's interesting. When we started in 2012, there were no companies doing this. And when we would talk to prospective customers, to other companies, there was a good deal of skepticism that you could trust employees to give meaningful, good recognition to one another. And there's been a really dramatic sea change in just 6 years to now we have many, many companies coming to us saying, hey, we need peer-to-peer recognition. We need employee recognition. And because of that, because the market is maturing, there are a lot more companies doing that. So there are several startups that have emerged that are doing similar things, and some larger players, some larger kind of legacy HR software companies are trying to get into the game as well. But we feel good because we were kind of the first ones on the block that we have, you know, we have the inside track so far.
Can you tell us or give a ballpark anyway of how many companies you're working with?
Yeah. So we're working with well over 1,000 companies.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And is there a typical size or a minimum size maybe?
Yeah. Well, the size range is pretty great. So we focus on what we call the small to mid-size enterprise. And so it's a pretty wide range. It's basically everywhere from, you know, 5 to 5,000 people. Now, up to about 10 or 15 people, the benefit of Bonusly is probably relatively limited because, you know, your team can all sit around a table and kind of can very easily be aware of what everyone else is doing and be giving feedback in the moment. But as soon as you get above that kind of squad size of maybe about a dozen people, that's where Bonusly really starts to show benefits because no one person can keep track of what everyone else is doing or take the time to give recognition to everyone else. And so that's when you really want to start decentralizing that recognition and allowing everyone to use a system like Bonusly.
How many employees do you have?
23.
So I take it, I'm guessing that Bonusly is in effect at Bonusly?
Oh yeah, yeah, since day one.
And do you have extra special cool rewards because you guys are, you know, the ones who invented this in the first place?
We really try to use Bonusly the way our customers use it. So we don't try to do too much that's special or unique just to us because we want our customers to be able to do that. We want to experience our product the way our customers experience the product. But one of the nice things is our employees are able to tell us, hey, I think this reward or this nonprofit would be really great to add to our catalog. And when we add it to our catalog for ourselves, it also becomes available to all of our customers. So, you know, we had a number of employees who really wanted to donate their earnings to EFF, the Electronic Frontier Foundation. So we added them to our reward catalog, and now that's available to all our customers, not just us.
Is there a particularly strange or unique award that's in the catalog?
Well, for us, we can also create, and companies can also create their own custom rewards if they wanted to give out, for example, company branded merchandise. That would obviously be unique to each company. Or other things like some companies like to give out things like lunch with the CEO as a custom reward, or a special reserved parking spot or something like that. So those are some of the custom rewards that we've seen in customer catalogs. For us, we have a few employees who have had kids, so we have a Bonusly onesie for babies in our catalog, and so that's something that's gotten requested a bit lately. And then we also love our dogs, and we have a dog friendly office, and so there's some dog related rewards in our catalog as well.
Are there any applications for Bonusly beyond the workplace? When I was preparing for this interview, I was thinking about it and had this wild idea about, you know, and not to get into politics or anything, but there's mm-hmm. a widening gap in this country between the left and the right, just mm-hmm. to make it simple. Mm-hmm. Could a system like Bonusly be used to help generate understanding or bring people together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think Bonusly is key for generating connections in the workplace. And I hesitate to make any claims about what it can do for the politics of this country. But what we do know is that one of the greatest correlates with employee satisfaction and employee retention is having positive relationships at work and friendships at work. And Bonusly can really facilitate those, you know, positive, those initial positive interactions between two colleagues that can form the seed of building trust and then eventually building a friendship at work. And, you know, hopefully that could cross, you know, multiple divides, whether they're political or age or experience related. You know, Bonusly does have this unique place in the workplace that can bring people together.
That's interesting. I mean, we do spend about a third of our time at work. And if you're coming out of the office at the end of the day feeling good, then that's going to spread. So
Yeah. And that's something that makes us feel really proud about the work we do at Bonusly. Just thinking about how many hours people spend at work and, you know, multiply that by the, you know, now close to 100,000 employees that we serve. You know, if we can make each one of their work days a little bit better, that feels like a pretty big impact.
So Bonusly was founded in 2012. And were you working in Boulder before that?
No, when we founded Bonusly, we were living in New York, and then chose Boulder initially as a location for our tech team. And then as we saw what a great environment this was for startups and what a great quality of life a person can have living here, decided to make our full headquarters here. And I moved out here as well.
What were some of the major things that drew you to Boulder?
For me, access to outdoors. I have kids at home, so being able to get them out is great. And then in the little bit of spare time I have, I also like to go, you know, get outside hiking and running and biking. So access to that was really great. The lower cost of living, especially compared to New York City, was a big draw. And then from a business perspective, there's a fantastic pool of talent here in Boulder. And because it's such a desirable place to live, we're really able to recruit from the entire country because we can make a really compelling case to convince employees to relocate here to Boulder as well.
Is Bonusly involved, or at least do you follow the tech community's growth here in Boulder and its impact on the city? And do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm a relative newcomer to the area. I moved here less than 2 years ago. So I don't have a lot of historical perspective on how things have changed over time, though I have noticed even in the time I've been here, just how much kind of more prominent the, you know, tech community has become. And there's more and more startups, there's more and more events. But I know that the tech community in Boulder has really helped Bonusly in that, you know, many of our engineers participate in meetups around, you know, things like Ruby on Rails, which is the language and framework we use for our application. We always participate in Boulder Startup Week. And so there's a variety of events that different parts of our team or our entire team have participated in. And so it really feels good to be part of a larger community and have, you know, a lot of people that our team members can meet and share ideas with and communicate with to get better and kind of cross-pollinate.
Do you feel like the tech scene is sort of insulated from the rest of the Boulder community? And this is just something that occurred to me just now. Are most of the people you hang out with, I mean, I guess it would be natural that most of the people you hang out with are also in the tech scene because that's how life is. But I think part of the point behind this podcast for me personally is to just explore that relationship because it has such a big impact on Boulder. And for the most part, I think it's positive. But I also suspect that there's maybe a disconnect between the tech community, which I also acknowledge is not this monolithic thing, but just sort of a disconnect between the tech community and maybe the community at large, a misunderstanding because it's funny to hear, you know, you moved to Boulder because the cost of the living was so much less. And I get that. I know people, you know, friends who moved from Mill Valley because, oh, it's cheap here. Whereas there's a lot of people who are being forced out of town because they can't afford to live here anymore.
Yeah. And full disclosure, I live in Longmont because Boulder is also too expensive. Right. But I grew up in San Francisco, which certainly, you know, has a lot of these issues, you know, 10x compared to here. And so I've really seen both the benefits that a strong tech scene can bring, as well as many of the problems that it can bring. And so because I'm so recently arrived here, I hesitate a little bit to opine on this too strongly, because I just, you know, I'm still learning about the community and finding my place in the community here. What I've seen, you know, for example, from San Francisco is, yes, there are a number of tensions that can emerge from, you know, increasing cost of living, pushing people out, to kind of the co-opting of city services for you know, private needs. And, you know, I'd say what I hope is that the flips, you know, the benefits can outweigh those costs. And you know, that really comes from, you know, a group effort of both people in the tech scene as well as people in, you know, government and the community at large, finding ways to, you know, really leverage tech to make Boulder and the larger area a great inclusive place to live for everyone, from, you know, leveraging tech to improve city services, to finding ways to leverage tech to improve the competitiveness of local businesses that aren't strictly tech but can leverage it to do better. So you know, I'm still learning kind of the dynamics of this community, and hopefully we can, you know, have a net positive impact.
Yes, hopefully. I think it is. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. Are you involved with anything outside of Bonusly?
My time is pretty well spoken for outside of Bonusly. You know, Bonusly certainly takes up a lot of my time, and then I have two small children at home, and so a lot of my time is spent with kids. You know, so my weekends are pretty full of you know, playing soccer and going to the park and stuff like that. And so, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned, you know, the social aspect. Do I mostly hang out with people in tech? I feel like I mostly hang out with other parents. I don't have a ton of free time. I try to squeeze in, you know, a few trail runs every week if I can, a few short trail runs, because I really enjoy getting outside. But that's about all I can squeeze in.
Where do you see Bonusly 5 years from now?
I see us still here in Boulder, and ideally serving, you know, our millionth employee, maybe more than that, and bringing, you know, that same effective recognition, but also on top of that, bringing a good deal of analytics and data that comes from all of the emergent input of all employees to help employers better serve their employee, better understand and better serve their employee population. And so that's something we're working on a lot at Bonusly, as well as kind of the people analytics side of taking all this data that we're generating from employees and finding ways to make recommendations to employers of, hey, you should, you know, we're seeing these trends, you should try these things to make your workplace better as well.
Anything else you'd like to add about anything?
Yeah, so Bonusly, you can find us online at bonus.ly and follow us on Twitter at Bonusly, B-O-N-U-S-L-Y.
Excellent. Raphael Crawford Marks, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That was Raphael Crawford Marks, co-founder and CEO of Bonusly. Learn more at bonus.ly. Follow Raphael on Twitter at RaphaelCM. That's RaphaeL. The Boulder Tech Podcast is presented by Glider, a Colorado-based community movement and nonprofit that produces Boulder's Ignite and TEDx events, as well as Boulder Startup Week. Learn more and consider a donation at glider.com. Thanks to Dojo 4 for providing space for the Boulder Tech Podcast HQ, and to KGNU Community Radio for studio usage. Our intro music is by Echo Deck. hear more at ecodeck.com. That's ECCODEK. Our outro music is by Earthrise Sound System. You'll find them at earthrisesoundsystem.com. The Boulder Tech Podcast is produced by me, Joel Davis. Your feedback, criticisms, and comments are welcome. Reach me at joel@conduitmusic.co. Thanks for listening. We'll see you back here for the next episode of the Boulder Tech Podcast.